I really hate to be a slave driver, but we're pretty far behind. And our staff from the wildlife program have been patiently waiting to get through the fish discussion. No one has signed up for open public input, so we can dispose of item number 9 and move into the proposed land transactions decision. And as always, we have our real estate section manager, Dan Budd. Looks like you have a proposal for us.
Is it too early for a motion?
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the commission. On today's agenda, the department is recommending the purchase of a property for waterfowl habitat on Euphrata Lake in Grant County. When acquiring habitat for fish and wildlife, the department is guided by species and habitat plans that identify conservation and restoration actions that will benefit fish and wildlife. Project scoping and need are identified in these plans. Projects then go through an evaluation and prioritization step, which includes the Lands 2020 process before the land transaction step begins. For the item the department is recommending today, the scoping and need step and the evaluation and prioritization step have been completed, and we are now at the land transaction step. We have completed most of the stages within the land transaction step. We have completed appraisal review, negotiation, and secured an option, and now at the stage of recommending approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. A critical stage in implementing our acquisitions is appraisal of the real property to be acquired. State law requires that real property be appraised before beginning negotiations. It also requires the agency provide the seller a written statement of informing the seller of the agency's determination of value. The source of funding sets the standard for appraisal requirements. The Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice meet the requirements for state funds, while federal funds require what is commonly referred to as a Yellow Book compliant appraisal. The department contracts with independent fee appraisers to conduct the appraisals. We currently have 43 firms under contract that we request fee quotes from firms experienced with a specific type of property. Appraisals are then reviewed for compliance by the department's chief appraiser, Sean Kies, who is a state certified and also holds the MAI designation from the Appraisal Institute. If federal funds are being used, review and approval by the federal agency is also required, and that's the case with today's transaction. When appraisals have passed review, a statement of just compensation is issued and negotiations with the landowner can begin. If landowner negotiations are successful, the department then brings the transaction forward and recommends approval by the Fish and Wildlife Commission. We are now at that stage with this transaction the department is recommending today. The item the department is recommending is the purchase of an 80-acre property in Grant County. This property is part of the Euphrata Lake project and was evaluated and approved through the department's Lands 2020 process. The purpose of the project is to enhance waterfowl habitat management opportunities and protect a migratory waterfowl resting site. Euphrata Lake is one of the most productive waterfowl breeding areas in North Columbia Basin. It is currently the only lake in the region being managed specifically for waterfowl by the department. Euphrata Lake has produced an average of 28 duck broods over the last 10 years, and up to 70 have been counted. The high-quality wetlands and surrounding agricultural lands hold up to 15,000 Canada geese, 5,000 mallards, and 20,000 diving ducks each fall and winter. The department has received letters of support for this project from the Central Basin Audubon Society, Cooley Corridor Consortium, Ducks Unlimited, and the Intermountain West Joint Venture. The Spencer property that is being proposed for this project today is located about midpoint on Euphrata Lake and shaded in red on the map. Current department ownership is shaded in green at the north and the south ends of the lake. The adjoining property owned by the Department of Natural Resources is shaded in orange. The purchase of this property is being funded by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service grants through the North American Wetlands Conservation Act and the Pittman-Robertson Wildlife Restoration Act. Annual operation and maintenance costs are estimated at $650. Payment in lieu of property tax to Grant County is estimated at $80 per year. The department recommends the commission approve the land transaction as presented. I'd be happy to address any questions and then defer to public input.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, looks like it's very clear.
I would move that we accept the, sorry.
Commissioner Duvio?
No, I was just going to make the motion.
Don't we have to ask for public input?
Yes. Any public input? No public input. Thank you for that. Okay, the motion's been made. Do I hear a second? Director Anderson?
I'm sorry, could I ask a question? The DNR ownership that's adjacent to this property and in other parts on the other side of the lake there, in terms of the land exchange discussions that we've had, given that at least I don't see any timber there.
No.
Have these properties been at all in discussions about in future land exchange between DNR and DFW?
We haven't yet had discussions on that. I was just talking with Assistant Director Kaplan about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Perry, did you make the motion to approve the land transaction as presented? You made the motion?
Yes.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll second it.
The motion's been seconded by Commissioner Carpenter. Further discussion?
Hi, Madam Chair, I assume that Commissioner Perry's motion doesn't include that the Big Ten Committee spend a weekend picking rock.
Okay, further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.